My name's Alison Mills. I work at the Museum of Barnstaple and North Devon. Part of my job is telling the human history of North Devon, and lime kilns are part of that story. We know of nearly 200 lime kilns scattered around the coasts and waterways of North Devon. They're relics of the great push for agricultural improvement of the 18th and 19th centuries, itself part of the desperate need to grow more wheat as the population increased, as demonstrated by the corn riots of the Napoleonic period and just after. It was the Romans who first introduced lime burning to Britain. When limestone, calcium carbonate, is burned, the resulting lime can be used for mortar, render, and lime wash. We know there was a kiln here in Instow as early as 1617, perhaps used for mortar to maintain the quay wall. In the 17th century, the great agricultural pioneers realised that lime, when added to acid soils, greatly improved the yield of their fields. North Devon soils are both acidic and clayey. They need 1.5 to 2 tons of lime per acre to counteract the acids, and that's very difficult to transport along the region's narrow lanes. The raw materials for lime production are limestone and coal or culm, the local name for anthracite. Though there are small deposits in North Devon, both are much more readily available in South Wales, so were quarried there and brought by boat to North Devon. Unloaded at the kilns, the limestone was broken up into fist-sized chunks and layered in the kilns with coal. Sometimes the kilns were kept burning for months as the lime workers broke up and tossed in more lime and coal, raking out finished lime at the bottom of the kiln. It was back-breaking and dirty work, and often dangerous. There are stories of workers falling into kilns or being suffocated by the fumes. The kilns had to be as close as possible to the fields, as once burned, the lime would quickly react with rain or damp air to produce hot, caustic, slaked lime, which could not be transported. It was loaded into canvas bags and slung across pack horses, which would walk in strings to the fields to dump their loads. One string of a dozen pack horses, tied nose to tail, could go 20 miles a day and might carry enough lime to sweeten just 1 acre of land. There are many lime kilns around North Devon, including Lynmouth, Fremington and Venn. Many more have been destroyed. Some of the later ones, at places like Fremington and Newtown Torrington, are industrial in scale and represent the centralisation of the industry. With the coming of the railways in the second half of the 19th century, distribution was even better, and today, lime is distributed from major factories in different parts of the country.